This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 18th of July, 2024, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. As my producer goes down to get our guests for today, we'll let this music play lightly in the background. This is Sea Line Woman by Diana Hamilton of Bahamian. Diana Hamilton. Featuring Dang, featuring Diego Yayin, Parada Suez, Sea Line Woman, a remake of the classic that Nina Simone made popular across the globe. Again, Diana Hamilton is joining me this morning. A little quick housekeeping as we get the show started. Tonight there will be a Zoom meeting for the HHT family reunion. There will be a Zoom meeting at 7 p.m. At 7 p.m., please find the link in the HHT Reunion WhatsApp group. You can find the link in the Reunion WhatsApp group. The meeting, again, starts at 7 p.m. HHT Family Association Reunion Preparation Meeting. And we've got lots to talk about today. I want to talk about the heat wave warning that was issued yesterday. It's a heat wave all over the place. Europe is suffering under a heat wave. United States of America is suffering under a heat wave. We'll learn a little bit about the urban heat island effect exacerbating summer heat waves. Studies are showing. Have you ever heard about an entity called the Caribbean Climate Outlook Forum? The combination of climate variability and change pose significant risks for the Caribbean region. Pressures on regional resources are anticipated to increase along with demands due to population growth and the expansion of tourism. Coupled with these risks are, one, the threats already posed to society from today's climate extremes and variations, two, the potentially high impact but uncertain additional risks presented by climate change. Regional Climate Outlook Forums, sponsored by the World Meteorological Organization, are active in several parts of the world. These RCOFs are critical for the development and delivery of effective early warning systems, in that they provide real-time seasonal climate forecasts and interpretation across relevant time and spatial scales. The Caribbean Climate Outlook Forum, CARICOF, is one such RCOF that seeks to develop appropriate climate services tailored to the Caribbean region to support the goals of climate variability and change adaptation and disaster risk reduction. I just learned about this organization, but how vital this is in the Bahamian tourist product. And in the entertainment space, knowing, having a forecast of the weather is integral in planning events and maintaining, I'm going to use this language loosely, sustainable event calendars. So much money is lost due to unexpected weather. And so we really should be building entities and mechanisms around the Caribbean Climate Outlook Forum to enhance our capacity to deliver these services with certainty. And then after that, I wanted to talk a bit about tourism. Djibouti, more tourists from Europe, Canada, priority. It's a very interesting article, National Guardian, 26th of June. When we get into that, I think this is a wonderful space to be in because it turns out that Europe is actively rejecting tourists. Europe is telling the tourists, do not come. Look at God. Look at God, what an opportunity. Europe is telling them, do not come. And here we are looking for more tourists. So we get into that in a bit. My guest has joined me in studio. Producer, play the first song on the list. My guest is here to talk about a specific event, a wonderful recurring event that takes place on the island of Cat Island. But what she doesn't know is I plan on playing plenty of her music today since I have her in studio. Good morning, Miss Diana Hamilton.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We're going to play your song, I'm So Proud.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I love this.
Yeah, that's from the first album, A Bohemian in Paris.
A Bohemian in Paris. Yeah. Absolutely. You guys, check this out for a second.
All day I was out of tune, seemed to be stuck on the moon. And all day I was messing up this way. That way, trop d'argent ne me comble pas. Souci, oh là là, trop de mots ne me soulage pas. Pensée, bla bla bla, Monday, I'm out of tune. Tuesday, je suis dans la lune. And I was proud that you recognized my love. And I was proud that you recognized my love. Et je suis fière que tu connaisses l'amour.
I'm so proud. I love this song. I'm torn between what styles and genres you explore that I love the most. There's all different elements of electronic dance music fused with traditional elements. There's English, there's French. And in this today's conversation, I didn't think it would line up, but since I about to be begging some tourists to come look this way from Europe, look at what we have in our catalog. Look what we have in our resource basket of things to pull from to create experiences for the people we invite to the Bahamas. But Ms. Hamilton, we're here to talk about something specific today. The Cat Island Accordion and French Camp presents an accordion revival workshop for ages 8 and up. Accordion revival workshop.
Yeah. Since I came back home in 2013, and while everybody's busy doing other things, mm-hmm. there are things that are essential to any country, mm-hmm. and that is your ancestral music traditions. And we must remember that our ancestors, the weapon that God put in their chest was music. Mm-hmm. And so it seems to me quite obvious that music is the only way we will move forward as a people. And as long as we were singing, we were happy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we use two words interchangeably when we're talking about the Bahamas, right? Mm-hmm. We talk about the nation, mm-hmm. and then we talk about the country, mm-hmm. right? The nation is like the collection of legislation, mechanisms, entities, offices, right, that build the country. But build a nation, the country is really about the culture and the people, right, that compose the Bahamas.
That's right.
And so often we are focused on the nation state, the political construct, the mm-hmm. economic construct. Very rarely do we focus on the people, mm-hmm. the cultural constructs mm-hmm. that make up a country. And music is...
Music is the key.
Essential to mm-hmm. keeping not just people together, but generations connected.
That's right.
Ideas transferring.
That's right.
Right, into younger minds. So the Accordion Revival Workshop will be in New Providence.
Yes.
I thought it's going to be in Cat Island.
Well, we did Cat Island from 2013 to 2019 at COVID.
Okay.
And the whole idea is for the Cat Island Accordion and Workshop to go to the other islands where the accordion was played and mm-hmm. has disappeared. So we're in the capital. I don't know for how long. And we certainly, the good thing is that the Cat Island Rake and Scrape Committee is sending two young people from Cat Island to the workshop. And they're young so that they'll have time to stay on the island and play, because during the time we were there, we have children and youngsters that play. There's PC and Kente that are now on the police force, and they play. And there are the children, youngsters now that play. Esther did the national anthem. She taught herself. She's now 16. She started when she was 8.
Esther Davis
that lost her mom, unfortunately, this year. My mm-hmm. heart goes out to her.
Absolutely.
And so what Esther would do while her mom was sick was she would teach herself songs on the accordion. And Antoinette would say it was amazing how it calmed her. And mm-hmm. so there was a connection, a music connection. Now Esther would sing. She has a very beautiful voice. Mm-hmm. And I'm praying that she will be at this workshop. Of course, when you lose your mother only a month ago, everything changes.
Yes, absolutely. Condolences, Esther. And then congratulations. Mm. I'm just looking at the album cover. Listen, Esther, I just want you to know I love it. Everything about it is mm-hmm. wonderful. Nuri, take a look. And then Diana, I know Nuri, come into the mic right now. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the place that the accordion holds in Bahamian culture, historically, contemporarily, Mr. Nuri.
And forgive me for interjecting, Erin. I wanted to actually guess the difference between a Constantina and an accordion. And I'll go quiet again, but I just want to know.
Yeah, let's start there. What is an accordion and what's the difference between the two?
Basically, what they were calling the concertina is you have this long, like jack-in-the-box one that came in. But the concertina is the diatonic. Diatonic, that's the button accordion. The chromatic accordion, which Edmund Moxie played, is the piano accordion.
Okay.
And LeBron Mins, who is blind, was born blind, is one of our youngsters playing that accordion. And in fact, we have been able, a miracle happened because we have a teacher. I put out a call universally on a website that went all over the world, and this gentleman from Scotland, who is a festival judge at International Accordion Festivals, answered and says, I will help. He says, all you have to do is pay my airfare and pay my lodgings. And we didn't have the money. And so what they did a GoFundMe, he and his wife Magdalena, and they raised their tickets. Mm-hmm. So that took that weight off us. And then Elaine Pinder, who I want to thank, is offering.
Hold on. Hannah Hasty Times, Bamboo Shack, Elaine Pinder.
Yeah.
Well, look at cousin. Look at cousin.
She is offering them accommodation the whole entire stay. And so that was another huge hurdle. And Hona, that manufactures these accordions. Now, when we had Robert Santiago and he chose the instrument, this is the instrument you will find all over the Caribbean.
Okay.
And why did our African ancestors take it? Because it's an orchestra. At the time, remember, there was no electricity. And so this instrument was sacred, and it was for what you call profane, but it's all the same, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're celebrating life. And so you would hear it when they were doing festivals, gatherings in the community, and you would hear it in the church because you did not need any electricity at the time. It's easy to carry. It was forbidden, totally forbidden for children to touch this instrument. And yet, for about 100 years, it was passed on by young children, young boys especially. There are some girls who would watch the people play and wait until they went off into the fields and sneak that instrument and figure out what they saw and heard. And that was the reason when Robert came, I asked him to teach in French, because I wanted them to be in the same sort of environment when they had to just be all eyes and ears, and those kids learned. It's a miracle. It really is.
So you intentionally...
I intentionally
asked him to
ask him. Well, he can speak English anyway. So.
Right, so it just worked out that way.
Because music is the language of the heart. It's not about words. Mm-hmm. It's something that God gave us so that we can communicate soul to soul.
Absolutely. Producer, play that song, Traveling On. Oh. I was going to open the show this morning when I realized my friend here got a flat tire. Okay. I was going to send somebody out to go find him. But when I saw him pop into the studio so early, right, it made me think this song right here, Traveling On by Diana Hamilton.
People say don't dream your life away, start reaching for the stars. Only fools fall in love and needs a broken heart, yeah. Say what you want with all that longing, or what you void of all that dreaming. What you want with, what you want with,
people say.
What you want with, what you want with,
people say.
Get a job, find a mate, have some kids, and call it quits. Every man has a destiny, and every man has a story.
Mr. Newry, I'm glad you had a destination and you made it. We're glad that you're back. Diana Hamilton, that's a wonderful song. And I played it because I want young people to know that all of the musicians that you listen to now, all the good ones, all the sustainable ones, all of the ones that you think are hot now and they can still be hot in 10 years, they all have a classical foundation. They all have, and then I want to use a different term, they have a solid music foundation, right? We saw Andre 3000 make some of the hottest rap and hip-hop songs of the 90s and 2000s. And now he said, look here, I'm playing flute. He said, I don't have anything to rap about, but that didn't mean he didn't have anything to express, and he expressed it differently. That was something he had from a long time. Even our own Judah the Lion, popular, I would say famous local reggae artist, if you ever hear him play bossa nova, if you ever hear him play acoustic guitar, you'd be like, boy, if you don't stop playing this reggae and ragga ragga rake and scrape and start playing some acoustic guitar. So young people, take advantage of the opportunities for the foundational training. The things you think may be boring now are the things that build your capacity to expand, explore, and create new music, new genres. So let's get back to the Accordion Revival Workshop for ages 8 and up, August 13th through 23rd?
Yes.
Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 3:30 p.m., so full day session.
It's a full day because we, for the moment, we raise money for one workshop a year. And I'm telling you, from 2013, these children have 10 days, and yet they continue to play. Every year when their teacher would come back, they would be at the same level. It's a miracle. It can only be because this is truly something that we are supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And so this is the only time that they have ever had formal training on the instrument. And there's something that's important here. For some reason, in the Bahamas, maybe it was the conditions, the left hand was never developed. And so you will see that they play the right hand, and the left hand may play some chords, but the left hand is actually the beat. That's like your bass or mm-hmm. your drum beat or whatever. And so when Robert first came, Edmund Moxie, whom I love, adore, and we will always honor, I said to him, can you explain to him what our music is so that when he starts the workshop, he's aware of who we are. And there was no judgment whatsoever. And so Edmund got Peanut Taylor and he got the two sisters, Audrey Wright and what's her sister's name? They're both dead, but you know who I mean. They had the national choir, right? And so they all came together and Edmund showed Robert. And what I got out of that, what he said was essentially, our beat is Gumbe. Mm-hmm. And he said, Junkanoo and what they're calling rake and scrape, they are derivatives. But the beat of this country is Gumbe.
Listen, let me reinforce that. I was in St. Vincent in about 2007, and our conference group, we went to a day camp, young summer camp. We went to the drumming session. And when the gentleman leading the drumming session heard the words, the Bahamas, he paused the whole session. Who do you think he asked for first? Where Peanut and where Chippy? How they doing? What's going on? They my boys. Miss, you could bring me back to the Bahamas with you? I needs to see them. I gots to play with them one more time. And he went through each country group, identified our drum beat, and he said, Gumbe, right? He said, Gumbe is yawns. He didn't say yawns, but he was close because we cousins. They also had goats that just walk themselves down the mountain and back up the mountain. We definitely cousins, right? But these figures are foundational.
It is important to know
in music
your foundation. And perhaps this is what we're doing. This camp or this instrument it comes from our African ancestors. So we're celebrating and honoring that. And then we're honoring all of those who, through all the difficult times of singing to survive, were able to pass this down. And it's not something that you let die because it is blessed and it is rich. And if you're not, you know, Marley said in the abundance of water, only the fool is thirsty. It's here. Mm-hmm. Okay? So it's available. And so all these people that believe they are deprived, it's a mental state. Okay? And that connection is music. And so at this camp, it's free. And it's intentionally free so that there is no barrier. And so...
Now, I see it says adults welcome.
Yes.
So adults can pay $25, but no?
No. In fact, for the first time, we're doing a registration fee of $25. And that will cover...
I got you.
Okay?
Yeah.
But we've never done that before. And so that's all. It's $25 for 10 days.
Bring your accordion if you have one,
now,
but you will
bring
access
your accordion. So we've got accordions coming back from Germany that were sent to be repaired. Hohne, and I again thank Hohne Germany because they have not only repaired our accordions, but they are supporting half of the price of those repairs. And when they sell us instruments, they sell it to us at prices you will never, ever find.
Wow. How much does an accordion cost?
An accordion on the market would be, you can find, if you go online for Erica, they'll say $1,500. And Hohne has sold us accordions for $800. They've sold us accordions. The last camp was $400. Uh-huh. And this year they're saying to us, make sure you take photos and videos because they have a worldwide website and they are putting us on it.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Okay, so August 13th through 23rd, ages 8 and up, including adults?
Yeah, so I'm getting adults that want to come and want to be a part of this workshop. Our teacher, Graham Mackey, sounds very Bahamian, huh, that Mackey, is coming and he is able to take young teenagers. So from what I gather, he's going to be giving them sessions during the day where it'll be adults, teenagers, and the kids that play already. Mm-hmm. And then at some point, he's going to hit levels because they're going to automatically, you know, so all of that is going to happen. And his wife does Eurythmics. I don't know what you, if you know what Eurythmics is.
I mean,
is.
I know the Eurythmics.
Yeah, well, that's
that?
What it is. She's a specialist.
Okay.
And what it is it builds confidence in as you dance and stuff, because dance is another form of that was given to us.
And reading the beat. They're rappers. They're young Bohemians who think y'all could rap. You got to go to some dance class.
Mm.
So
yeah.
You could find a beat so you could ride the beat properly.
Yeah. So it's the first time that we'll offer that. And she's teaching traditional Scottish dances. And don't forget, we mustn't get locked into a concept that is not true. It is not true to say that there is Bohemian music. Those slaves came from all sorts of tribes, and the only way they could communicate was through that drum beat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what allowed them to communicate. And then because they were so amazing, they could give a distinct genre, if you want to call it. So it would come out as calypso, or it would come out as gombe, and it would come out as whatever. Island to island, whatever. So in the Bahamas, they use the carpenter saw, the goatskin mm-hmm. drum. In Trinidad, they took the garbage bins and so on. So this is what is so amazing. Mm-hmm. And so if they had been in their head, say, I'm from this tribe and I'm only going to do my music, we would never have gotten to the blues. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did was they opened to those slave owners. And they took their music and they did something, I call it pure alchemy, inside their souls. And what they came out with was the music that is known throughout the New World.
Mm-hmm.
And so they re-energized this planet with all this amazing music, whether it goes from the work songs to our rhyming spirituals, to the Negro spirituals, and then to the blues, the jazz, right down to
gospel.
And so that my song, every time, essentially what I had in my head was the circle going from the slave the slave ships to the work field, and today rap. It's the same. It's the same energy.
I want to know your vision. I mean, when I say your vision, you're teaching young people how to play the accordion.
Yeah.
But what's the end game? What is it that you'll see 20 years from now from these young people?
All right. Well, getting these young people to connect to the accordion is, I am aware that when you do music, it takes you to a space and a place that the world does not allow normally.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes you inside where God speaks. And that's where we get inspiration. And so these young people don't know that place anymore because we don't leave them that space.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is happening is, like Esther and LeBron and Valentino and all of them, is that when they get there, something inside that is supposed to takes over.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they begin to play and get a passion for it. And so all I'm doing is connecting them to the ancestors, because the blessings always come down the ancestral line. That's how it is.
Absolutely. Producer, prep. Now, I'm going to ask you, which one should we play? Bam Bam or Dans le Petit Café?
Oh, no, don't play Bam Bam.
Okay.
Dans le Petit Café is a French. It was written by Florian Lacour. And of course, as you know, France, no matter where you go in France, you have Le Petit Café, the café, mm-hmm. the outside café. And they just sit there, or they read the newspaper, or they just watch people go by. Or it's and if anybody's going to have a date, they'll say, we're going to meet at so-and-so café. So it is an intimate part of their life. And and so this celebrates that.
Producer, prep Dans le Petit Café, and we're just going to run through the details of the event. Again, August 13th through 23rd, Monday through Friday,
yes.
9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
at Zion Baptist Church.
Yes.
That's East and Shirley Street.
Yeah, and I want to thank Pastor Morrison for his absolute support, because he's just been amazing, you know, and Zion is opening his doors. And I said to him, I want it here because there, you know, they say in France that there are Mozarts that are dying inside those project buildings. Well, I believe in Bainstown and Kempstown, where our ancestors were, those are should not be called ghettos. They should be called ancestral villages. They should be called places of traditional, where the Africans did the wakes and they had a way of life that was considered what we call, you know, Bahamian culture. And so when you put ghetto on that, it totally eradicates what went on in those spaces. And so there are children in those areas that are being neglected. But they carry this root, mm-hmm. okay, because it is an African tradition. And so I want them to be able to participate in this camp. And so money is not a barrier.
Absolutely. Instructor Graham McKay, renowned Scottish International Accordion Festival judge and teacher, plus Scottish traditional dance and piano instructor Magdalena McKay, his wife, free accordion lessons, free dance and piano lessons, free delicious hot lunch every day, instruments provided. There's a registration fee of $25, no cost other than that. Mm. To register, call or text 1-242-477-2955. That's 477-2955. The Cat Island Accordion and French Camp presents an accordion revival workshop, keeping the tradition of rake and scrape, honoring our African ancestors. This is Danse Le Petit Café. We're going to a break, and then we're going to talk about how we're going to get some of these tourists that Spain don't want, that Venice is concerned about, that Bali is taxing, that Greece is like, buddy, come from around here. We're going to talk about how we're going to bring them to us and what types of experiences we can curate for them in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. You're listening to On the Clock with Erin Green. Diana Hamilton is joining us. And when we get back from the break, Diana, we tell the audience how we can find your music. We'll be right back.
Quitter le train-train pour y aller bien. Toutes tes routines si enfantines dans le petit café sur les places des villages dans les petits cafés. Sur les places des villages.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Parents, it's that sweet time of year again.
Yeah.
The kids are going back to school. So pick up your copy of the Nassar Guardians Back to School Supplement, because
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Put your students in the latest styles at the lowest prices, because summer break is almost over and our Back to School Supplement is filled with brand name back to school supplies at discounted prices, store locations, hours, and contact details.
It's the happiest season.
Advertisers, call the Nassar Guardian today at 302-2300 or call your account executive to get in on the two insertion deal. If it's uniforms, shoes, books, backpacks, calculators, art supplies, laptops, tablets, or whatever is on your back-to-school supply list, your ad should be in the Nassar Guardian's back-to-school supplement.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Hey Bahamas, ready for some eye-openers? Check out two brand new books by our legendary three-time PM, Hubert Ingraham. Get the tea on his amazing leadership and courage to buck the system. These books are for you, the game changers, movers and shakers, and anyone passionate about our nation's roots and future. Available now at Dungalik Studios, Logos Bookstore, the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and Chapter One Bookstore. Score your copies today. Celebrate our amazing legacy.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Sleeping on the ground, they all have beds in Shanty Town. Oh, my sweet Bahama land, what about our heritage African? Gone are the sweet communities where Bahamians live so happily.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. Again, that is Diana Hamilton. This track is called No Migrants on the Streets. Okay, I want to talk about Spain and my good cousin, Joy Gibraloo, who say, hey, we need to be pulling more tourists from Europe and Canada. But before we get there, and it's an essential part of the conversation, I did some Googling just now, and you write an accordion, it costs like a thousand. The young people say, a band. Who are the partners and sponsors who have been helping you bring this project to fruition over the years?
Okay.
And for this year's specific event?
To start, I have to thank Frank Williams, who passed away last year. He's the godfather. In 1999, I came home after doing a show with a woman named Daniela Longer, who was from Czechoslovakia at the time. It was communist. And she used to hear... because they wouldn't let in any commercial music, they would play folklore, and she learned and discovered Joseph Spence, the Pindar family, and the rhyming spirituals, and she fell madly in love. She learned some of the songs, and when she came to Paris as an adult, she was a musicologist and programmed music on France Culture, and she was looking for a Bahamian at that time, and it was one of the miracles that I was at a going-away party of a poet friend, and her journalist friend, when he said, oh my God, you're from the Bahamas. So I did a show with her. And then I discovered the importance of our music in the history of music. And she said to me, your rhyming spirituals are the missing link between the work songs and the Negro spirituals. And I went, wow. And then she said, do a group. So I had a trio and I started singing these songs.
Is that Dang, D-A-N-G?
Dang is what do you call that in English? Like Jonathan Bartlett.
Like a Chikchani?
No, Dang is a beat maker.
He's a producer.
He's a producer, and we produced together Babylon Cafe. Okay,
absolutely.
Where you took Dans les Petits Cafés, we're producing the last song in this trilogy called Under My Bahamian Flag. That will be coming out in a month or so, and that will complete the trilogy that I received for the Bahamas. Was Cuckoo Nation, No Migrants in the Field, and Under My Bahamian Flag. It'll be packaged, and the proceeds will go to the Patriarchs, where Steve McKinney and those are battling for certain things that are right.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phone line, and then we're going to get back to sponsors and partners. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning.
One of your guests.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
I just called to ask one question because, I've been in school in Jamaica for a while, and I just learned a lot of things. I noticed a lot of the parishes had Catholic nuns and stuff teaching music and instrumentals, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, is there any music school here in the Bahamas, privately, where I want my daughter learning to play an instrument, the organ, the trumpet, clarinet, whatever, just something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of parents might have the desire, but it seems so hard for me to find a music school or somebody that teaches music, and you can pay for the tuition, just enhance like the capabilities of your children, different from just the normal paradigm that they're setting. It's like there's no music school. I think they may have gymnastics or whatever, but these things are very hard to find, like extracurricular activity that you can pay for, just enhance the inner city youth. I hear talking about the kids. So the ghetto youth and the children are up against a rock and a hard place in that You know, there's no corporate sponsorship to do nothing in the inner city to really curtail and circumvent the negative vices, man. That's what I'm saying. I shouldn't have to be looking for a music school, really, if we really are sincere. I mean, and we wonder why Jamaicans are so talented with music. You know, Yellow Man, all these people learn from Catholic nuns and stuff, you know. Mr. Chin, them, all of them, they learn from. So, I mean, just tell me there's a music school somewhere I can send my child.
I can tell you too right now. Aria Music Class, which is Tanya Hanna, and then there's String City Violinists, right? There's a music school attached to that specific violin group, but they do piano, they do a number of instruments. That's just two. And then we all, if you my age, if you're, you know, half old, half always young, then you'll remember Mr. Gray's music school, right? And then my good friend's auntie used to do music school out of her house in Pinewood, but she passed away about 5 or 6 years ago, right? And so there is a dearth, and we need to recreate. And in particular, it's not to challenge Junkanoo, right? But Junkanoo can't be the only space. It shouldn't be the only space. It's not necessarily accessible to everyone. But let's go back to partners and sponsors quickly.
Okay. Can I just say something to that gentleman?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So it's thanks to a gentleman called Lomax that was a musicologist, anthropologist, whatever. And he decided, he's the one that said that in order to find the real black music, you had to go deep south where there was little contact with whites. And that's how Lead Belly became famous. He was in jail because they decided to come to the Bahamas. And this, at the time, the Bahamas was called the Islands of Songs. Why? Because they would get together and sing about all the events. This is why you have songs about the sea. It was something that was alive. Mm-hmm. And so what you are feeling deprived of is that environment where music was an everyday occurrence. Joseph Spence sat on his doorstep and played his guitar at the end of the day.
Remember, Nuri, when the gentleman called in and said, it's a man named Bagadu who used to sit on the wall opposite Miriam Roker House in Fox Hill every day with his guitar and make up songs, make up jokes and stories. And that was his sort of function in the society.
And this was a common thing everywhere, where children, just as we would sit around for Bookie and Barabbas stories, we sat around as well and learned songs and sang.
Diana, I don't know when you're going to be available again, right? Because this builds the conversation I want to have even more, right? Let's transition into that a bit.
Okay.
26th of June. The headline is Gibraloo, More Tourists from Europe, Canada, a Priority. In a capacity as the Chief Executive Officer of the Nassau Paradise Island Promotion Board, Ms. Gibraloo told the media that there's an opportunity for the Bahamas to capture more of the Canadian, UK, and European markets if marketing and promotions are stepped up. Stick a pin right there. Let's fast forward to this article, 10th of July. I don't see us visiting Spain again. UK tourists turn their backs amid protests, right? That's from a publication, iNews. Holiday bookings in travel hotspots of Spain could suffer as a result of anti-tourism protests across the country, with prospective visitors from the UK and elsewhere wary of the animosity they could face from locals. Spain is set to surpass last year's record-breaking 85 million visitors and could top 90 million by the end of 2024. And the Spanish people are running them. Thousands of protesters took to the streets of Barcelona over the weekend with some heckling and squirting water pistols at customers sitting in cafes as they marched against, quote, mass tourism, close quotes. And over-tourism is the term that they use. That followed similar action in holiday destinations popular with Britons. There's people from Britain. That's my cousin Charles, his people. Charles, you may talk to your people, including Malaga, Mallorca, Menorca, over recent months, and warnings that tourism risks causing permanent damage. The Balearic Islands have introduced restrictions on street drinking and party boats. Another protest in Mallorca is scheduled for later this month in July. Maria Frontera, the president of the Mallorcan Hoteliers Federation, who previously called for a strategic plan to tackle the critical situation of tourist overcrowding, admitted there had been a decline in bookings to the island, but she said it's really about seasonality and not necessarily the protests. I'm going to continue on. UNESCO official says protests will absolutely spread if European cities don't address over-tourism. UNESCO's Peter de Bruin told Squawk Box Asia on Monday, quote, it's turning into a very volatile situation. Civil society coming and trying to make change is very important because at the end of the day, these are elected officials, so they have to respond to what the residents of the cities want. He cited the banning of large cruise ships in Venice, Italy in 2021 as an example. The Venice implemented a 5 euro tourism tax on peak days this year. Barcelona residents have long struggled with the global popularity of their hometown. And according to a 2023 survey of Barcelona residents by its city council, each year the number of people who say that tourism benefits the city decreases, while the number who feel it is detrimental increases. We have stories coming out of Bali, Ibiza, Magaluf. Bali has implemented a tax and restrictions because tourists keep desecrating holy sites. I see the phone line is live. Good morning, caller. You get like 30 seconds.
Good morning, Aaron Gray.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Good morning to your guest.
Good morning.
In my 30 seconds, I saw what you saw. I was smiling when you were talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't got to worry about that. We got 300 islands, 700 islands in the sun, and it means Exuma got 350 keys. So we don't have to worry about that. But I have a question to ask your group. Their music are unique. Are they going to make sure, and I'm going to hang up, then you can answer me, answer the pumpkin. Are they going to make sure their music is played on the various stations, like the National Voice and all of that? Because it is Bohemian. It's produced by Bohemian, it's sung by Bohemian.
Mm-hmm. And Bohemian themes.
Yeah, it should be played on National Voice. Because that is totally unique. The instrument, I love the instrument. I'm familiar with the instrument. It was PBS. And I saw a lot of those concerts. Mm-hmm. With that type of instrument, the slavery instrument, and the slavery type of music. So that is powerful. So I hope they can answer my question. Try to get on a national way. But Aaron Green, you right on target. We need to talk about that.
Yes, sir.
You have 300 islands.
Absolutely.
Don't worry about that.
We can continue. I can beg Mr. Nuri for some time. But listen, you do me a favor. When you put the phone down, call our good cousin Spence Finlayson at the other station and tell him, come check out this artist, Diana Hamilton, and the Accordion Revival Workshop. Let's spread the news. This, like you said, this is powerful. The workshop is powerful. The young people, what they are producing, powerful.
Well, what I did, my man at the National White, he's very cooperative. He's program director.
Okay. Absolutely. I will do. Thank you.
But, all right.
Yes,
have
sir.
A good day.
You too. All right, producer.
Sponsors?
Yes, absolutely, sponsors. And then prep one song. Don't play Bam Bam. Play anything, but don't play Bam Bam.
I will hear Bam Bam now.
We can hear it later. Play Paris or a simple thing, but there's sponsors, partners.
Yeah,
as we lead into the break.
Play Rake and Scrape, please.
That's the name of the song?
Yeah.
I don't have the link. Is that on YouTube?
Yeah, he has the CD. It's on Babylon Cafe.
Okay.
Rake and Scrape, please.
Arlington, if you could play that, break and scrape, please. As we wait, tell us who are the partners and sponsors.
Okay,
for this
so the sponsors, of course, Ministry of Culture, and I must thank the Director of Culture, Mrs. Grant DeVoe Grant, because when I went to Paris and I wanted to showcase and show the French public where I evolved, became a singer, and evolved. And they love authentic music, which is why Josephine Baker became the first world superstar, mm-hmm. and why the returning black GIs were welcomed with open arms, and jazz is huge, mega huge there. And they honor, you see pictures of mm-hmm. all the jazz greats. So don't let me lose my line of thought.
So you had Atlantis on the list.
So Miss Grant, so Youth Sports and Culture, and then Atlantis, because Atlantis is offering them 2 weekends during their stay here, which is fantastic. And again, Elaine Pinder, Bamboo Shacks, Abadilla, yes, is offering them full accommodation during the whole stay here. And so it is just, you know, and Hohner, Germany,
yes,
that we also want to thank Zion Baptist, yes, for allowing us to host it there. And I think for the moment, I have written to our Prime Minister asking when the instruments come in, if they could be come in as VAT-free and no duty-free. They are being repaired. And so he has done that the last time. And I'm pretty sure that he did receive my letter, and I thank him in advance.
Mm-hmm.
I did reach out to education, but she has not responded. It's been months, and it is what it is.
Trust me, they focus on getting them schools ready for September.
I know, I can imagine. Yeah. So, you know, it would be wonderful if they could open these children to this music, this instrument. The children love the accordion, mm-hmm, because it's gratifying. Absolutely. They can play things very quickly on it.
Nassau Cruise Port, look at how we have another element we could add to your presentation. Imagine young artists on the port, right? We get the accordions, we got String City violinists, and they, because they do improv and they do covers, and so they bohemianize things that are popular in global culture, which will be, they start their trip with the building of an experience tailored for them. We are all out of time. I don't know, Mr. Newry, maybe we could talk a little more. Producer, turn the music up. Let me see which one is it.
Please rake and scrape me, baby. Please rake and scrape me, baby. Please rake and scrape me, baby. All right. It's ring play time, Bahamas. So put,
you have to put in Diana Hamilton. Put Diana Hamilton, Bahamas. Put Diana Hamilton, a Bahamian in Paris. Put Diana Hamilton, whatever, one of my songs, and it will come up. You will find me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working on getting myself more visible. I'm building my website right now. There is a website for Bahamas Accordion. We've just put an association called the Bahamas Accordion Association. That association is going to focus on getting two young people to go to Germany to train, to learn how to build, repair. Hohner sends their accordions to China. We want them here.
Absolutely.
We want to open, you know, those possibilities here for building, tuning. And we have LeBron. There's a school for the blind. He wants to be a sound engineer. We want him over there. And we want him, want him doing that stuff.
We're all out of time.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
It's been amazing.
One eye on the producer and one eye on Newry. Producer, take us to the break. I just want you to know that it's against the law for Chichanis to play the accordion. Something about enchanting people.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, a little trickery and bravery. But everybody should.
No, Chicchani joins the world of elves and unicorns, and we must keep that door open.
Absolutely.
The world should not be about crime. The magic is here. It hasn't gone anywhere.
Absolutely. Producer, just 3 seconds and you can cut it. Good morning, all of you. Aaron in Crooked Island Primary School, back in the 70s, they used to teach us playing the accordion in music class, but never heard any more until now.
We're
reviving it, Dexter. We're reviving it. You've been on the clock with Aaron Green, with Diana Hamilton. Check her out on Diana Hamilton Music. One N in Diana. Mr. Newry, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Sorry, caller, we're all out of time. Have a wonderful day, Bahamas.